We have that reoccurring theme of the two ways, the dichotomies that are presented to us as disciples of Jesus. The Psalm number one, we have it so regularly about the two ways. Blessed the man who doesn't do these things, and blessed is the man who does these things. So which way are we going to choose? And the response was, blessed are they who hope in the Lord. And that foundational principle, that theological virtue of hope, of a confident assurance and the promises of Christ will be fulfilled, and that he will supply the means necessary for those promises to become true in our life. And necessary with that virtue of hope is the virtue of forbearance, of fortitude, the willingness to suffer in order to achieve that end. And so the divisions that come in our lives when we choose to say yes to Jesus, are we willing to keep our eyes and our hearts focused on him, or do we give up because it's easier to go back? Because there's divisions in my family, there's divisions in the world, but maybe more importantly, there's divisions in my heart. St. Paul is talking to us these last couple of days about this being slave, enslavement. We're enslaved to our flesh, to sin, and to death, or we're enslaved to Christ and righteousness and life. That we're going to be a slave. And he says today, I'm using these common terms to help you understand. Now, they were very familiar with the institution of slavery. And as difficult as it is, as Americans, we have to rise above the racial slavery that is so deeply ingrained in our consciousness as Americans, because slavery has been an institution long before America ever came. It was a different kind of slavery than what was, hoisted upon us in America. But still the same notion of dying, subjecting my will to the will of another. How difficult that is. And regardless of the reasons of why I'm enslaved, I still have to subjugate myself to the will of the other. And it's difficult. Even in the best of circumstances, it's difficult. And that's part of why St. Paul is using that analogy, and why Christ is talking about fire and division. Because the easy temptation that we fall into is that our life with Christ will be easy, and that it should be easy. And when we have other, Christian faith traditions, even today, that grow so grand and so popular, even in our own community, preaching the easy way of prosperity and health and wealth. As Catholics, members of the only church, the true church, we easily fall victim to that. And so we tuck our tail and we run when life gets hard. When it's easier to go along with the culture than to follow Christ. But that last line that St. Paul says, the wages of sin is death. If we could only remember that, would we still tinker with and play with the impurities of life? Would we be so critical about, is this a mortal sin or a venial sin? Would we try to craft a little box that we can be comfortable in? Or would we gladly do the hard work of ridding ourselves of anything that's not of God and totally and completely subjecting ourselves to Christ and his will? Because I believe in him and the promises which he has given, and I'm willing to suffer anything to get there. Christ desires a fire on the earth, but that fire starts in your heart. Allow the love of Christ to burn away all the sin in your life today, so you can live with him today and forever.